Mehmamed Aleph, four lines down from the top of Idmar. And the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas samurim as far as rechitza b'chamin, if the hot water was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Chamin shehukmu b'Erev Shabbos. Rav Omar, l'mocha rochitz bohen kol gufo, ever, ever. Hushmul amalo tiru lirchotz elaponov yodav raglov. So Rav says, as long as you don't do a maisa rechitza, on kol gufo, and you don't submerge your body into the hot water, then you're allowed to do it, even if at the end of the day, after doing each part of your body separately, your body will be rochutz, but you didn't do a maisa rechitza, and Shmuel, And Shmuel says that they weren't matir rechitza, unless it's panav yadav araglav. But if it's called gufo, even if it's aver aver, and you put in one part of your body at a time, it's prohibited. Meisve, the Gemara quotes a brisa as a kash on Rav. The brisa says the chamin shehuch mumer of Shabbos. If the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos l'mochar, on Shabbos rochets bohem panav yadav araglav, avalo kol gufo. You're not allowed to wash your entire body. Only parts of your body. Tuv to the Rav. Amalcha Rav. Rav is not impressed by this kasha. Lo kol gufo vasachas ela ever ever. In other words, when it says in the Brisa of a lo kol gufo, what it meant is to prohibit submerging your body and one fell swoop into the hot water as a classic bath. But if you're putting in one part of your body after the other, one organ, and then even if it's ever ever kol gufo, that's mutter. So Gemara asks a kasha, v'ha. If you read the Brisa carefully, it says rochets bohem panav yadav araglav. Ketoni, that's what it says in the Brisa. And why didn't it just tell me the bigger chiddush that kol gufo, ever ever? The implication of the Brisa is that it's only the heter is only restricted to panav yadav araglav. So Rav interprets it ke'ein panav yadav araglav. That panav yadav araglav is just a way of conveying the message that you have to do it organ, part of your body at a time. Toshma is another kasha on Rav from a brisa, another brisa. Lo hitiru lirchotz bechamin shuch mumer of Shabbos el panav yadav araglav. They only allowed you to bathe yourself with hot water from Erev Shabbos that was heated up in Erev Shabbos, if you're bathing your feet, you're washing your face, your hands, your feet. But that's against Rav. Rav says you could be you could wash every single part of your body as long as you're doing it one piece at a time. Hachanami, again, Rav is going to reinterpret the Brisa ke'ein panav yadav araglav. So panav yadav araglav is indicative of this category of aver aver. Toshma. Now we have a third brisa to raise a problem against Rav. Lo itiru lirchotz bechamin shehuch mi'erev Shabbos ela panav yadav araglav. And once again, the heter is limited to panav yadav araglav, not called gufo. Hachanami, once again, ke'ein panav yadav araglav. I'm not sure exactly why the Gemara had to bring a third brisa that's pretty much the same as what we learned in the other brisas. Anyway, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa to support Shmuel. Chamin shehuchmu. It's very interesting that the Gemara calls it a Tana Kavase, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, instead of asking as a kash on Rav, as they did earlier. So he quotes here in the footnote a Mole Roim, who answers that it's possible that this brisa was not presented in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chiya or Rav Oshia, and therefore we wouldn't use it as a kasha, but we would use it at least as a support text for Shmuel. Chamin shehuch mumer of Shabbos l'mocha rochets ben pono of yodav raglov avolo kol gufo aver aver. I mean, that's about as outspoken as you can get, that even if you're putting in one aver at a time, you're not allowed to do that. The Ein Tzarich Lomar goes with that saying, Chamin shehuch mumer yontif. Once again, if the water was heated on Yontif, then you're not allowed to be rochets called gufo, eiver, v'eiver. The only thing that we allowed, if you remember the Gemara that we had earlier, would be to wash your face, your hands, and your feet. But in any event, it's clear that this price supports Shmuel, that there's no rechitzas called gufo, even eiver, eiver. The Gemara now brings Rav in a different version, the same statement of Rav. Rabba Masni Leila Hashmaitita de Rav Bahai Lishna. This is the way Rabba heard this transmission of Rav in the following language. Chamin Shahuchmu Me Erev Shabbos Lamachar Marav Rochets Behen Kol Gufo Umishayer Ever Echad. Rav allows you, with this water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, to wash your entire body as long as you leave one Aver out. So it sounds like you could literally jump into this hot bath on Shabbos going to Rav, as long as your arm or whatever it is outside the water. That's Meshayer Aver Aver. So there was no Rechitza, Isa Rechitza Bechamin, unless he's literally Rochetz Kol Gufo. But as long as he leaves one Aver out, that's not considered Rechitza. And that's not us. Eisve will ask him all the kashes that we asked earlier, Kolhani Tiyuvta, and therefore Tiyuvta, because in all the prices, the heter only was Ponov Yodav Raglov. And in the last price that we had, it was excluded Aver Aver explicitly. Omalei Rav Yosef Liyabaye, Rabba Mi Ka'ovid Kishmaiti Derav. Rabba was a prime, if not the prime disciple of Rav, and he always followed Rav's minhagim. And here the Rav has a big kula that he's allowing us to virtually bathe in hot water on Shabbos. You know, as long as he does it aver aver, or according to one version in Rav, as long as he leaves out one aver. So now Rav Yosef wants to know, and this he asks Abaye, did you see your Rebbe, Rabba, who's in turn a Talmud of Rav, and do you know what his minig was as far as bathing on Shabbos? So Malaya by response, lo yadan, I don't know. So the Gemara asks, Maiti boile, why did Rav Yosef vacillate on this question? Pshita dlo ovid. In this case, there's no question that Rabba would not have followed in the minig of Rav, because the associative, because the Gemara blives with the Tiyuvta and completely slugs up Rav. So Rav Shita is rejected. But the Gemara answer is, Lo Shmiel Le Rabba. Rabba didn't hear that they had this kasher from the Braisa, and therefore Rav Yosef was wondering if Rabba, in the sense that he was ignorant of these kashers in the Braisa, did he actually follow in the footsteps of Rav, and he was knowing to take a hot bath on Shabbos, again with those limitations. The Gemara now asks, V'ilo Shmiele. On the other hand, let's go to the other extreme. If the way Rav Yosef understood it, Rabba did not hear about the brises that contradicted and Tiyuvta and Rav, so Vaday Ovid, why would Rav Yosef ask the question to Abaye, do you know whether Rabba, your Rebbe, followed in the footsteps of Rav? We know for sure he would. I mean, if there was no reason not to believe so, not to suspect so, then it's clear and it's obvious, it's certain. The Omer Abaye says, this we had back on Daf Chav Beis, Kol Mili Demarovid Kerav, that Abaye testifies about his Rebbe Rabba, that he always followed in all the minhagim of Rav. Bar Mehani Tlas, there were three exceptions to that rule. The Ovid Kishmuel, that Shmuel rejected Rav's opinion and Rabba followed in the footsteps of Shmuel. Number one is Matilin Beged, Mi Beged Le Beged, that you're allowed to take tzitzis off of one Beged, an older Beged that's a little bit worn out, and put him, use the same tzitzis on a second Beged. That was Shmuel's Kula. He doesn't consider that Bizui Mitzvah. And Rabba, in this case, followed in the footsteps of Shmuel. Number two, Madlikim Miner Liner. Again, a very similar kind of halacha. That, let's say, for example, you have two Neros of Chanukah. You're allowed to light the second Ner from the first Ner. and that's not considered a bizui mitzvah. And finally, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gera, meaning that Shmuel accepted the view of Dovr Sheni Miskaven potav l'asur, and possibly even mutter under certain conditions, like Rabbi Shimon. So Shmuel accepted Rabbi Shimon. Rav actually accepted Rabbi Yehuda's shita that Dovr Sheni Miskaven is asur. And Abai is testifying that in this case, his Rebbe Rabbah followed in the footsteps of Shmuel, and he relied on Shmuel's kula of Dovr Sheni Miskaven, based on Rav Shimon. And that's called Grera, when you're carrying a bench or a couch or a chair through karka, through ground, and you're making furrows in the ground, but you have no intention to make the furrows. And this might be a told of Choresh, might be a told of Bona, but in any event, he's not Miskaven. And because it's not Miskaven, you're allowed to do this. And Shmuel was Mekil, accepting the view of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbah accepted the view of Shmuel, Lahakil, like Rabbi Shimon. This despite the fact that Rabbah in general would follow the minhag of his Rebbe Rav, and certainly in this case of Grera, Rav was Lachumra, because he accepted the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Dovr Sheni Miskaven is also. So therefore, again, swinging back to our case, as far as Rechitza B'chamin is concerned, if the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, isn't there no question in anyone's mind that Rabbah would follow in the footsteps of Rav, who permitted taking a bath, again under certain conditions, in the hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara explains that here's what Rav Yosef was in doubt about. Kechumrei derav ovid, kekulei derav loav. Is it possible that Rabbah, who consistently, except for three exceptions to the rule, followed in the footsteps and relied on the psak of his Rebbe Rav, maybe he only did that with regard to chumras? If Rav was the machmir, then he would follow Rav. But in cases where Rav was a mekil, maybe Rabbah would be more tendent, would have a greater tendency to be machmir, maybe like Shmuel. And that was the suffix of Rav Yosef. Now, the Gemara doesn't seem to come to any definite conclusion as to the question of to what extent Rabbah did accept the view of his Rebbe Rav, even Lakula. But as far as our discussion about taking a bath in hot water on Shabbos, clearly the Gemara had refuted Rav, and therefore the halacha follows Shmuel, and that means it's forbidden to bathe on Shabbos in hot water that was heated on every Shabbos, even one limb at a time, and even if one leaves a limb out of the water. And let's say if a person would bathe, let's say, only part of his body on Shabbos, it would seem that might be a problem if it was more than just his face, his hands, and his feet. But if it would still be the minority of his body, then there's plenty of room to be mekil. But again, all this has to be studied in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, in Shin Chaf Vav. We're going to continue now with a braisa that's going to clarify some of the dinim with regard to bathing on Shabbos and Yontif Tan Rabbanon. Merchatz Shepakaku Nekovav Me Erev Shabbos. So the hot fires were in the basement. They used to come through large holes and heat up the water in the Beis HaMerchatz. And here what they did was they closed these holes, and there was no possibility that during the course of Shabbos the hot fires would heat up the water. L'motzoi Shabbos rochets bo miyat. Meaning you don't have to wait Pechtei Sheyase, and immediately after Shabbos, you're allowed to take a bath in this bathhouse. Normally, if a malacha was done on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from that malach even after Shabbos. You have to wait b'chdei shiyasa, the time period it would take to do this malach. But here, since they were pokek in a kavav on Erev Shabbos, therefore we were more mekil, and they allowed you to take the bath immediately after Shabbos. But paku nekavav me'erev yontif, if they close these holes, these vents on Erev Yontif, then lemochar on Yontif itself, nichnas umazia, avalo rochets, which means that he's allowed to go into this bathhouse to schwitz, to as a sauna, and sweat, but he's not allowed to rinse his body in a, or at least he cannot, I shouldn't say he shouldn't rinse his body, but he's not allowed to bathe his body in the hot water, because the Chachamim extended the gzera of Rechitza to include not only Shabbos, but Yontif as well, and even in the case of Pokaku, Nekovav, Mayor of Shabbos. So therefore the Iser Rechitza, which applies here, applies even to Yontif. V'yotze u'mishtatev b'beis achitzon. He's allowed to rinse himself off and pour water over his body in the beis achitzon, in the outer chamber, not inside the chamber itself, because somebody might be saying, you know, suspecting him of doing the rechitz inside the bathhouse. So he has to go out to the outer chamber, and there he's allowed to rinse off his body. So imagine the following situation. Let's say, for example, it's Yontif, and on Yontif itself, he goes into the Shvitz Bud, into the sauna, and he's sweating away. Now he wants to rinse himself off in cold water. And as long as he does this in the outer chamber, in the Beis Achitzon, then he's allowed to do so. And all this, of course, is on Yontif, but it doesn't apply as a Hetzer to Shabbos. Omar Rebbe Yehuda. Ma'isa b'merchat shal b'nei brak she'pokuku nekova me'er v'yontif. In b'nei brak, they closed the vents that opened up into the Beis HaMerchats, and they closed this up on Erev Yontif. U'lemachar on Yontif itself, nichnas, who went in there? No lesser personality than Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva, v'zirbo. And they enjoyed the sauna. They sweated out there in the in this Beis HaMerchats. V'yotzu, they went out of the Beis HaMerchats. V'nishtatfu b'Beis HaChitzon. And in the outer chambers, they took a shower. Now it would seem that they took the shower in hot water, because if you remember, we said that there was a difference between Shabbos and Yontif with regard to showering in hot water. I mean, in the case of Shabbos, the best we can ever allow you is pun of Yod V'Ragel like Shmuel. But in the case of Yontif, we could be more makil and allow you to take a shower in hot water on Yontif, as long as you don't bathe and put your body into the water. Ella, Shechamin Shelo Mechupin Binisarim. So the Bryce is describing the scenario of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva regarding this merchatz, and it says chamin shelo, which usually means the hot water inside of it, mechupin, were covered with nisarim, with beams of wood from the beginning of Yontif. So what does that mean, chamin shelo? Let's translate those words, chamin shelo. And the impression you get here is that these boards, these wooden slats, were covering the tub of hot water, which means that this was a guarantee that the water was not heated up on Yontif itself, because the bathtub was covered with these boards, and the heat would not be able to heat up this water that was in the bathtub. In any event, what we see is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva took a shower in hot water from a tub. I guess they would, dig into the water in the tub and pour it over their body. And this is difficult because Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one who tells us over this whole story, he himself said back on Daf Chav Tes that we're not allowed to rinse ourselves off with hot water. And perhaps we could differentiate, as we suggested earlier, between Shabbos and Yontif. Again, this all has to take place after one leaves the chamber, the inner chamber of the bathhouse. And this might be a raya to this particular shita, that the prohibition against taking a shower with water that was heated up before the holy day, that only applies on Shabbos but not on Yontif. Again, we have this additional condition that has to be met, and it's got to be in the Beis HaChitzon. That's where you're going to take this hot shower. Now, Kshaba Dover Lefnei Chachamim. So again, we're talking about the merchatz itself, meaning the bathtub itself was covered with these boards, wooden boards, from the beginning of Yontif. So there's no chashash of Shema Mayim, that maybe the water that they're using for a shower was heated up on Yontif itself. So when we say you can take a hot shower on Yontif, we're talking about water that was heated on Erev Yontif. So at this point, it seems that we're going to be very lenient about taking a hot shower on Yontif, as long as we know for certain that the water was heated up on Erev Yontif. And the Chacham goes as far as to say we don't even need this Raya Gemura of Mechupin bin Isarim, that the bathtub was covered from the beginning of Yontif with these boards. And this seems to be the kula. As we will go along and see a little bit more in the sugya, the Braisa continues, says, Mishabrabu Ovre Avera, although this was true back at the time of Rabbi Lozman Azari and Rabbi Kiva, but later on in generations gone by, there was what we call Ovre Avera. Again, these Ovre Avera will have to be clarified in the next Gemara, the famous Gemara about the Gzeras Merchatzos. So in any event, once there were more and more Ovre Avera Hischilu Lesar, they began to prohibit even the Shvitzbud. But Bat Yos, in other words, to go into the Beis HaMerchatz Shel Krochim, these were the larger metropolises, even after they prohibited Zeah, Mitayel Bohem, they allowed you to walk through this very hot chamber, V'eino Choshesh, and even though he'll sweat, he doesn't have to be worried about that. Because these were very large bathhouses, and the heat was not intense, and as general rule, he wouldn't sweat. So even if he did sweat on a rare occasion, we're not going to make a big deal about it. So the Gemara now wants to clarify the reasoning for this Isur of bathing and schwitzing and going into the sauna. And what was the exact historical chronological sequence of the various gzeros? So my Ovre Aver, first let's figure out who are these Ovre Aver that all of a sudden become so commonplace, and as a result, the Chachamim wanted to prohibit Zeah, and they did prohibit Zeah. And the Gemara explains, the Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and he said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, that goes back all the way to Bar Kapora, B'tchilo ha'yu rochatzin b'chamen shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. The original minhag was they would even wash and bathe in water, hot water on Shabbos that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. We were discussing Yontif, but now we're talking about Shabbos itself. But eschilo ha'balonim lahochem b'Shabbos v'yu omrim me'erev Shabbos huchmu. the Balonim, who are translated as the Shomrei Beis HaMerchatz, the attendants of the bathhouses who would serve those who went into the bathhouse, they would get paid for this, and they started heating up water on Shabbos itself. That's a pella. For you, Omer may erev Shabbos Huchmu, and they lied and they fooled us and they tried to claim that the water was heated up on erev Shabbos. And the Rashba asks the obvious question here: Heich chilulu habalonim b'Shabbos melacha gemura v'chimemu mayim? Usually, we assume that a Jew is not suspect of violating a Shabbos, which is a capital crime. And the Rashba says he found a Yushalmi that lo hayu mechamim mamish b'Shabbos. They didn't really heat up the water on Shabbos. Let's not take it that literally. But rather, they weren't pokikim the cover. They didn't close the vents on Erev Shabbos. And what they would do is they would fill up, you know, plenty of pieces of wood, logs of wool on Erev Shabbos. And they put all this wood into the fire, into this bonfire that was heating up the water by the heat went through the vents. And the Rashba says that even though the Braisa back on Daf Yud Ches says Potkim Mayim Leginim Erev Shabbos Mchashechem Esmalis Olechas Kol Yom Kula, you're allowed to set up a malach that will be achieved on Shabbos, here there's room to enjoin, to prohibit this, because since in a cover of Psuchim the vents are open, V'udolek V'holek Gam V'zman Sherochitz Bobavad Yovel Lachtos B'Gecholim. So that if you set up a, you know, some sort of an irrigation system on Erev Shabbos in the field, you know, will fill up with water on Shabbos, that's one thing. But in the case where there's a fire that's being fed by logs, by wood, and that fire is heating up the merchatz, somebody might be tempted to do chitui b'gecholot. So therefore, they made this prohibition, Misha Rabu, Havaryonim, which in this case means Hiskilu Abalonim, and they started putting in a tremendous amount of fuel, of wood, on Erev Shabbos, and they left the vents on during Shabbos. They were very interested in the market, probably, and they wanted to attract people to a real hot bath. And the Braisa continues, and Asru Es HaRechitza, I'm adding the word Rechitza Bechamin, even with regard to water that was heated up in Erev Shabbos, they prohibited bathing on Shabbos with this hot water. And at this point in the development of the Gzera Hitiru Es Hazeah, they did not prohibit schwitzing to the hot vapors, but Vadayin Hoyu Rochatzin Bechamin, they were still had a tendency to violate the Gzeres Chachamim, and they would take baths that were heated on Erev Shabbos. The water was heated on Erev Shabbos. The Omrim, and they would say to those who saw them and caught them going into the Merchatz, Mizim Anachnu, they would lie and say, we're going in just to sweat, but not to bathe ourselves. And therefore, in the next stage, Asru Lahem Es Hazeah, they went to stage number two. They expanded the Gzera from Rechitza to include Zeh as well. The Tiru, however, at this point, there was still one level that was Mut, and that's Chamei Tveria. And the reason for the Heter in Chamei Tveria, because these hot springs did not have to be heated up. Vadayna Rochitzin B'Chamei O'ur, however, they would heat up the bath on Erev Shabbos using not Chamei Tveria, which let's assume is Toldos HaChama, but Toldos HaOr. The Omer, and then they would tell those who came in and out there that B'Chamei Tveria Rechatznu, that we only bathed in the Chamei Tveria, in the hot springs. When in truth, they were busy bathing in Chamei HaOr. Asru Lehem Chamei Tveria, the Chachamim therefore prohibited washing, bathing in Chamei Tveria. V'hitir Lehem Es Hatzonein, they allow them to bathe in cold water. Rosh Ein HaDavar Omid Lahem. And at this point, the Chachamim realized that it was a little bit too much. We have a principle of Gzeirah Shein HaTzibur Yichol La'amod Ba. And they couldn't be Omid, they couldn't live up to the demands of this Gzeirah, which completely prohibited bathing, and therefore Chazru Chacham Vitir Lahem, they allowed them at least Rechitza Bechamei Tveria. However, the Gzeirah of Zeah Bimkomo Medes, and they would never matir this Gzeirah of Zeah, of using the hot bath as a Shvitzbad, that remained where it was. Omar Rava, Haiman di Ovid Adrabonon. If a person violates an Issa Adrabonon, Shari Lemikuleu Avaryona, we can call him a sinner. And the Gemara says, Keman, this statement of Rava, whose Shita does it reflect? That here we're turning to Daf Memom and Beis. Ki Hai Tana, like the Tana that we mentioned in our Sugya back on Amud Aleph, Misha Ravu Ovre Avera. And these were people who would bathe on Shabbos in hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, and they would say, oh no, we're only going into the Shvitzbad to sweat. Now, when they violated this Isur Achitza B'chamin, again, Chamin Sheruch Mubi Erev Shabbos, they only violated Divrei Chachamim. And nevertheless, the Tana calls them Ovrei Avera. Okay, then we'll stop here. So we're up to Daf Mem Amid Beis, top line, Ambatios.